I don't think there's any doubt about it. You listen to that first reading, and you listen to this story that Jesus tells. We are commanded to forgive. Commanded to forgive. And I know as soon as I say that, there may be a bunch of people in this room who are already starting to pull up their defenses. Get them in their head, because basically, the argument in general, I don't know your circumstances, but the argument's going to be something like, well, yes, it makes absolute sense. We should forgive people up to a point. But if you knew what my parent did to me, if you knew what my ex-spouse did to me, if you knew what my brother and sister had done to me when I was younger, you would realize that that doesn't apply to me. That it's not even possible to forgive. I want you to know I know a little bit about that. A little bit about that. And I would love to tell you that there is a passage of Scripture that exempts you from forgiving. It's not there. In essence, that argument is basically what Peter tried to do right at the beginning. Just asking Jesus, how many times do I have to forgive someone? And you wouldn't necessarily know this, it's a detail in the story, but Peter's offer of 7 is incredibly generous by the standards of the day. Peter's trying to do more than normal. I'll forgive this guy 7 times. And look at Jesus' answer. No. No. You're not even close. You must forgive. It's really hard to hear, especially if you've been hurt badly. But then, so the next question then, of course, is how? How am I supposed to do this? I mean, many of us, you know, you're not wronged very much or very deeply. Many of us have a hard time dealing with just that. How do you deal with something even greater than that? If I might suggest, I would think your first step is just some research. I mean, I just Google forgiveness, see what comes up. Because I suspect a lot of us are trying to do something that we're not being asked to do. Just to give you an example, it's very common for people to tell me that I cannot forgive this person because I can't possibly forget it. That's not forgiveness. It's not forgive and forget. You are not obligated to forget this at all. It happened. You got hurt. That's a true statement. And you should benefit from that in the sense that if trust has been broken in a relationship, someone didn't pay you back money, someone lied about you, someone betrayed a confidence, you absolutely are commanded to forgive, but you are absolutely within your rights not to trust them again. That makes perfectly good sense. Forgiveness is more, it's a lot of stuff. There's a lot to unpack here, but it's more about just letting go of it, letting it not dominate your life. You resolve that I'm not going to every day think about this. I'm not going to bring it up to other people. I'm not going to repeat this story over and over again and let it dominate my life. It doesn't mean I'm not learning from what happened, if there's a lesson to be learned. But up to a point, I need to realize it's in the past, and I'm not going to let that control my future. I'm not suggesting it's easy to do, but that's sort of the intent. If I can give you just a silly example that would be easy for most of us to grasp, you guys have been to the store and you got horrible service, someone treated you bad, you know, you got a lousy product, something like that. What is the normal thing that so many of us do? First of all, we run it through our minds over and over again. We replay it. We replay the conversation. And we add in the stuff that we should have said because we could have gotten them. And then we tell, you know, 6, 7, 12 other people, anybody we get the chance to, let me tell you about. But what good does it do? I mean, really, what good does it do? All we're doing is just holding on to this injury. Sure, you'd be within your rights and probably appropriate never to go back to that store. That makes a ton of sense. But to forgive is just to like, it's done. It's just done. Someone treated me badly. Okay. I'm not going to let this dominate or control me. But there's another aspect, I think, about the how that might really, I think it's applicable to all of us. Could be wrong, but I think all of us. And it's not going to be any easier to hear than the fact that you're commanded to forgive. And that is, I'm becoming convinced that the only way we get to the point where we can forgive other people is that we ourselves have to be in a place where we can do that. That is, we have to be in a state of mind, if you will, where we're able to forgive. And at least one step in getting to that state is to be forgiven yourself, is to have experienced God's forgiveness. Which means I'm advocating that you go to reconciliation. And now there's another group of you that have lots of stuff coming up in your head. There's probably someone sitting here, the thing you can't forgive is the sin that was committed against you in reconciliation. As you well know, I'm not allowed to talk about confessions I hear, but I can tell you about mine. Let me just paint a picture for you. I will admit to you that, sure, a fair number of confessions that when I go to confession, they're worthwhile, it's good to do, but they're not really memorable in any way. But there have been others, a number of times, when it has mattered beyond description. The time when I finally worked up enough courage to tell the priest something that I'd never told anybody in my life. Or other times when it wasn't so much that the sin was some big, terrible thing, but it just bothered me. I knew what I had done, I shouldn't have done. It was just dumb, and it was just a mistake, and I just needed to confess it. I don't know if this has ever happened to you, but this is what I'm talking about, is getting into this place where you have the option, the ability, I think, to forgive others. Because in that moment, in reconciliation, when you're ready to really confess, you know, not necessarily just go through a laundry list, but really honestly confess, I did this stuff. I shouldn't have done this stuff. There's that moment when the priest first reminds you of God's forgiveness. God, the Father of mercies, through the death and resurrection of his Son, has reconciled the world to himself and sent the Holy Spirit among us for the forgiveness of sins. And then the second part, the priest says to you, through the ministry of the church, may God give you pardon and peace. And I absolve you of your sins, in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. It's at that moment when you feel forgiven, you feel free. And I think that, for many of us, might just be the very first step for us to forgive the hurts that we've experienced from others. I leave that to your consideration. But I hope you'll do it. The passage is incredibly clear. We're not going to do anything in our Christian life until we forgive our brothers and sisters. And as hard as it is to do for some of us, we have got to find a way to forgive.